Unearthing Horror Podcast, and I'm Darsh, your host for today's special episode to celebrate the science fiction post-apocalyptic action thriller game series Resistance, created by Insomniac Games and published by Sony Computer Entertainment. The first game was released on November 17, 2006, and the second on November 4, 2008. The final main game on September 6, 2011, with two games released for PlayStation Portable and PS Vita. The franchise has a fan base and the games are popular due to the alien invasion, alternative world war history that united planet Earth against a ruthless and skilled alien species called Chimera. My initial introduction to Resistance was through the game reviews I read in the newspaper early in 2009 when the PS3 was in its initial phase and getting popular. When I bought my first silver PS3, I also bought the first and second game of the series because of their cover art. The stories of both were spectacular, and the online multiplayer of Resistance 2 with 60 players competitive mode was a grand experience. And now I still support the remake or sequel to the third game because I believe that the current and next generation of gamers need to experience how epic Resistance truly is. Our founder Paul Dulski also is a big Resistance fan, with platinum trophies obtained for second and third one and completely mastering the first one since there is no trophy support for it yet. We had a few of our friends share their thoughts and memories about Resistance franchise.
Hello, Darth. Yes, thank you for the shout out about the Resistance franchise. So I just wanted to quickly touch base on what I can recall from my memories of the franchise. I first heard of Resistance with, of course, the 2008 release, which was around the same time as when the PS3 debuted in 2006. My bad. And I'm getting the years mixed up, I think, with Resistance 1 and Resistance 2 and stuff like that. But anyway, I remember playing Resistance 1 with three of my buddies on the split-screen co-op and was just like, wow, this is like really fun. And having the fact to shoot up the Chimera aliens that are taking over and watching all these different type of creatures that like can come in your mouth and ears and come out your eyes and stuff like that. It was just like a brutal game, especially with Nathan getting infected, which showed in the next game, obviously. But like, as the co-op progressed, you got to even like go into the alien machines and destroy the Chimera that way and like defeat these weird bosses and everything else. But like, what I thought was really weird is they basically took out the co-op in campaign in the next one, which I thought was weird, but I guess it made sense because of Nathan's story. You didn't really want another co-op player because of that, but maybe they could have done something where you could have had two different points of views, as maybe Nathan goes one way and then the partner would have to be the one that would be in control to stop Nathan or something. Like, it's almost like contradicting the way of good versus evil, which I thought could have been a nice way to touch on it. But we did, however, see Resistance 3 come back with a co-op campaign, which not a lot of people were fans of, which I agree, it had its rocky moment, but all in all, it was nice to have a co-op game. And with Resistance 2 as well, you had the multiplayer aspect of competitive, where you had the regular death matches, team deathmatch, defend, I believe, and stuff like that. And then you had like the co-op campaign, where you had to do the specific type of mission while selecting a specific class, which like was so much fun. I remember like at the time when I finally became like the drinking age here of 21, it was fun to get a beer after work, get online with a couple of my buddies that I met through Resistance 2, and we just had fun. And then like if we needed like a random person to join us in the co-op aspect, it was really fun to like shit talk each other. And then when the other person basically were trying to shine in and saying how we're all you know, basically asshole to one another, we would actually turn on him or them, depending on who it was, and we would actually attack them. Not really like in a way of bullying. It was just more like we're just shit talking each other because we're friends. You know, that's what friends do. We shit talk each other, and then of course with a random a squeaker or whatever would come in, and we would just go right after the squeaker. I know I was a bad boy back then, but now I've matured, and I don't really game with a microphone on unless it's in a private chat now with my buddies there. I don't even listen to the in-game voice chat anymore. But as a whole, I definitely miss Resistance to the point where I've actually went back to watch some gameplay and just remembering all the level, the different type of enemies, the bosses we had to pick. It was almost like, yes, I remember how hard this one part of the mission was and like how it took me a couple tries, and it was just amazing of how much you could actually remember going back to it. And because of this episode, I actually went and researched more of Resistance, which I didn't realize that they came out with a comic book series, even though it was like one comic book, and it got turned into a trade paperback, and then they released two like novelizations. One was actually like a prequel to Fall of Man, but set in the same setting as the Fall of Man, and then you had the events leading up to Resistance 2. So it was really interesting to find all this, and I can't believe I didn't see this when Resistance was like around at the time. So I ended up finding the comic book, and I hope to one day be able to have the people here that are talking Resistance to maybe talk about the comic book with me. But all in all, it's just still, in my opinion, one of the fun games. I actually can't believe that PS Vita Burning Skies actually still has multiplayer, or I think it's Retribution, or maybe it's both of them. Honestly, I kind of forget. I just know, like, even with Resistance 3, in order to play co-op now, you have to do split screen, which kind of sucks, because, you know, having that ability to have a full screen playing is always better than a split screen. So, yeah. But I definitely hope that Insomniac takes a look at returning to this franchise, and hopefully with the new Dead Space remake comes out, that definitely like pushes the envelope even more of bringing back old games into a newer generation and remastering it to make it 10 times better while adding new content. So thanks again, Darsh, and back to everybody else. Thank you.
My friend from Australia, Jacob Mekulo, is one of my oldest friends. He shares his thoughts in his words. I first got into the Resistance franchise from getting a PS3 one Christmas. It came with a handful of games, and Resistance 2 was one of them. I played a little bit of the campaign at the time, but didn't heavily get into it until I started online play. From there, the memories I made over the following few years prior to the server shutting down were that I have met several people who are still in my life today. Friends I have had for a decade now, some of whom I met up and hang out with in person. Seeing who I have been gaming with in real world was a pretty nice experience. In game, most of memories on Resistance 2 from the countless hours I invested onto the game, getting my first platinum trophy, doing all kinds of glitches, and having competitive multiplayer matches, all the things I have done within the franchise really set itself up as a piece of my gaming history I'm glad I got to experience. Offering my thoughts on the future of the franchise is realistic to say it will never revive as the demand just isn't there. However, if it ever were to return, I would love to see a collection of the series, all 5 games in one big bundle pack, just like what was done with the Kingdom Hearts collection. Optimize games for current technology, re-release the games close to the originals for the authenticity. The greedy old school vibes which Fall of Man gave were amazing. The refinement the second game provided, and having previously handheld versions coming to main consoles, would give more people access to something they may have never tried before. I would like to thank my friend Jacob for sharing his thoughts, and many of which I can relate to. Now, moving on to my friend Tiago Santos from Portugal, who's the creator and admin of Resistance franchising, Resistance Sentinels groups and pages, trying to unite all the community of Resistance, and has been vocal for bringing back Resistance series as remakes or through a sequel. He wants Insomniac Games to realize that there is still a lot of people who want Resistance games to have sequels or remakes, and he wants them to know that if they create a remake or a sequel, it will sell well. So Tiago's sentiments are shared by many people, and you can join all the groups on Facebook and Twitter, and you can also join the Discord by contacting Tiago on Facebook. Now, my friend Pascal McCracken from the UK, whom I met through Tiago's group, would like to share some of his Resistance memories through an awesome voice clip.
Hi, my name is Pascal McCracken. I am from County Down, Northern Ireland. I am a massive Resistance fan and have been for 12 years. When I got my PS3 back in March 2009, Resistance 2 was the first game I got. I've loved the game ever since, and I played the first game and the third game. I never played Burning Skies or Retribution. I'm amongst many fans who would love the franchise to come back in some shape or form, whether it's a remake or a remastered trilogy. There's definitely a lot of demand for it, and I'm pretty sure someday our wishes will come true. I hold the franchise very dear to my heart, and I have so many fond memories playing it, the co-op and the multiplayer. Yeah, so many good memories. I have a tattoo of the Resistance 2 logo on my arm. I have a pretty cool t-shirt as well, which I've had for years. I have the four figurines, brand new in the packaging. Resistance 2 Collector's Edition, which comes with a figurine as well. So I've definitely got a lot of great memories with the multiplayer, the competitive 60 players. It was back then, and when I played it in 2009, it was mind-blowing. Virtually no lag and very smooth to play. The co-op was amazing. 8-player co-op with the soldier, spec ops, and medic. It was just, it was great. The maps were quite diverse, and the enemies, the missions, just everything about Resistance. I think it's quite an underrated franchise. It definitely stands head and shoulders with other FPS games of that generation, such as Halo. I'll be so entirely happy if the game came back. It's a good thing that group, PS1, is bringing back Resistance Fall of Man, because I never actually played the competitive mode in that. And I'm hoping that they do resurrect Resistance 2 with the emulator and the server. Be good for a lot of us fans to revisit Resistance 2. In my eyes, it's still the best one for me in the franchise. And then it was my first game too, so it holds a special place in my heart and quite a lot of nostalgia there. The third Resistance was pretty amazing. The online was good, even though it was more condensed, you know, shortened down. But Resistance 2 multiplayer was still the best for me. It was still the best with the chaotic gunfights, quite frantic 60 players. So I always thought that was pretty awesome. That is all I have to say right now. Definitely bring back Resistance. So many people want it back. It deserves to come back, especially on next gen PS5. For people who've missed out on the franchise, So yeah, fingers crossed. And here's hoping that we get an announcement in 2022. So yeah, signing out. Peace all.
Thank you so much, Pascal. Henry Stillman, who is also a buddy I recently met through Resistance Franchising Facebook group, wants to share his thoughts in detail, and you will love Henry's energy.
Oh, boy. All right, where do I even begin? My thoughts towards Resistance. Well, my initial thing with Resistance was, it was me and my dad. We were at GameStop. This was around the time when I was really into sci-fi stuff, okay? We didn't have Halo. We didn't have Gears of War. We didn't have all these Xbox shooter titles because my Xbox 360 got the Red Ring of Death. And that was the end of that. the Xbox was just tossed at that point, and I had a bitter taste for it ever since. So we're in this GameStop, okay? And we come across this cover, really bizarre, but kind of badass cover. It's this skull, this mutated, genetically, like, morphed skull, alright? It has no bottom jaw, it's just these fucking teeth with these eye holes. Not just two eye holes, no. The fucking thing had six, okay? And a giant, you know, World War II styled American helmet with the netting and everything. Resistance, Fall of Man. Alright, so my dad was like, Yeah, we're getting this. we got that game. The thing that we found out was that it was two-player. And my dad was never home a lot, okay? We didn't have a lot of time to spend together. But what time we did spend together was on Resistance Fall of Man, because it was split-screen. And I played the shit out of that fucking game. And my dad was a huge World War II addict, historian. He's got all types of history shit. Books, novels, diaries, all from World War II. And I loved my aliens shit, okay? Destroy Humans, Area 51 for the PS2, or Universe at War to a lesser extent on the 360 when it still worked. So it was a perfect combination. Resistance Fall of Man was an alternate history. If World War II never happened, and this thing called the Chimera came from this meteorite, which was a real meteorite, the Tunguska meteorite of 1908, and it started in Russia. The Russians tried to keep it all fucking, you know, on the down low. They didn't want people to know there was a biological threat happening in their nation. That would make them look weak, you know? Or maybe they were trying to capture it and use it as a weapon. But for the most part, all the shit that happened in Russia is very fucking mysterious, you know? Eventually, the Chimera broke through the Russian border, infecting, converting, and mass slaughtering hundreds, thousands, millions of Europeans, throughout the entire continent. And they also went down to Asia and everything as well. And fuck, man. As soon as me and my dad started playing that game and we got a close look at these fuckers, we were like, oh my god. Because, you know, a lot of alien games at the time, and even now too, they like to make their aliens look goofy. They like to make their aliens look kind of, oh, you know, they're not that scary. They could be kind of cute. No, Resistance was like, fuck you, and fuck that. We are making our aliens a biological abomination. These aliens were once people, okay? But not anymore. Nah, they got their fucking skeletal structure mutated and reforged for a higher power. The pure Chimera, which, you know, essentially control them via hive mind. It's not just people that they infect, no. They infect bugs, they infect animals like dogs and shit, fucking birds, dude. You name it, a Chimeran virus has infected it. Entire ecosystems just fucked. And I remember one cutscene, the guy we play as Nathan Hale, the way he got infected was, a bunch of little bugs swarmed out of this, like, you know, fucking missile that launched from space down into the fucking the soil of the earth, and all his entire platoon, his American platoon, was just fucked. It was just completely annihilated by these little tiny fucking bugs, dude. And they crawled up his legs, they crawled all over his body, and they crawled up to his face and went inside his mouth and his nostrils and his fucking eyeballs. Fallen Man also had these slip skull guys, which they hopped all over the place. They made a high-pitched snarl. That was fucking cool. And the Gray Jacks, dude, kids these days, they want to say shit like Siren Head is scary or Slender Man. Bro, go play Resistance Fall of Man and encounter a Gray Jack and tell me, yeah, you got no fucking merit on what's scary or not. These tall, lengthy, bony motherfuckers would, you know, lumber around and scream at you when they seen you. And though they were like 12 feet fucking tall and bony as shit, they came at you fucking running. Oh God, they came running. And they hit hard, dude. They were hard as shit to kill. Oh man. So we eventually, me and my dad beat the game. The lore behind Resistance, dude, there's so much shit. There's just so much fucking, there's so much to bite into. You have your alternate timeline, you know. Hitler essentially never happened in this version of history. It was the Chimera instead. There were these things called the Cloven, too, which when Russia was desperate enough, they wanted to try and make a little experiment super soldier thing. You know how the Russians like their super soldier bullshit? What if we get the Chimeran virus and put it in a human but only halfway? Like, bro, shut the fuck up. You just... we didn't get to see them in the game, but another game later down the line, they were like these screaming feral people that were in constant pain. You know, their skin was pale, they were halfway Chimera, halfway human, and I guess their frontal lobe was just completely caved the fuck in because they didn't know how to communicate at all. The only thing that they had, like, you know, that was semi-humanized was their culture. And their culture was, like, kind of pounding their chest and screaming around a fire pit while having bloodstains splattered all over the walls and paintings that were ripped apart while old gramophones played, like, these really fucking sketchy kind of scratched-up records. Yeah, that was their culture. And I'm not sure if I mentioned the Chimera's biology either. But once you're actually infected by them, okay, and not like Hale. Hale had some type of immune system thing going on. But if you were an everyday Joe, and the Chimera actually decided, hey, guess what, you're one of us now. What would first happen before any of the, like, mutation shit in your skeletal structure or your skull or your body, whatever, the first thing that would happen, your blood, dude, your blood begins to boil. And I'm not saying that as like a figure of speech. I'm saying that literally, dude. Your blood begins to fucking bubble. It begins to overheat. Your body begins to overheat. You need a cooling apparatus called heat stacks that get impaled into your fucking back from keeping your body from overheating and dying from the inside out. The Chimera, bro, are in constant pain. All these shit posters, all these 20-some-year-old shit posters that want to, you know, fucking make, oh, I'm in pain, oh, suicide this, suicide that. Dude, the Chimera, if they weren't under a hive mind, they would all commit suicide. I'm talking mass drove suicide. Oh, yeah, by the way, they were also cannibals. If the Chimera weren't eating people and if they were just, you know, hungry, they'd eat their own, especially if they found a dead body of one of their own. That's a fucking fresh snack, bro. Oh, yeah. God. Resistance Fall of Man fucking blew my mind away. Especially with the vehicle shit. You know, you can drive a tank, drive a Jeep. God damn. But I thought that's all there was. I didn't know that there were sequels or a sequel. Resistance 3 didn't come out at the time, but Resistance 2 did. And, fucking, on Easter Day, my dad came up to me while I was playing Fall of Man, trying to get, the little submachine guns unlocked which, by the way, the guns in the Resistance franchise are fucking badass. There's ones that shoot through walls and create shields. There's other ones that can lock on to specific enemies and have bullets track their movements. There's other ones that just spray an onslaught of bullets. There's ones that shoot fucking toxic balls of sludge. The guns get really fucking creative, bro. I could tell the dev team had their most fun making the guns. But anyways, he came up to me. He was holding something behind his back, and I didn't know what it was. And he said, "Hey, son, check this out." And he showed me Resistance 2. And he said, "Happy Easter, son." And on the front cover, Nathan Hale right there with yellow glowing eyes to show that his virus or mutation has really fucking amped up from the last game. He's a bit more unstable now than ever before, a bit more in-lined, you know, kind of tapping into the hive mind a bit from time to time. And I was so fucking excited. And it was co-op. It was co-op, but not in the same sense as Resistance Fallen Man. Resistance 2 had three modes that were essentially three different fucking games. The campaign, the cooperative, which was an entirely another story, and the competitive, which was, dude, the customization in the competitive mode was fucking insane. You can customize your head, what you wore as a top, what your backpack was, what your heat stacks looked like as a chimera, how your skin looked, how your hair looked, how your pants looked, how your fucking boots looked. Dude, god damn. Let me tell you about the online first. I didn't have online while playing Fall of Man, but my god, when my dad hooked up that router, the Verizon internet, and I got to play Resistance 2 online competitive mode, that shit blew my fucking mind away. The lobbies were massive, okay? There were so many people there every day, at every waking moment. I remember even having to wait, it's like right as soon as I woke up, hours before school, I'd try to get a quick match in here and there because, dude, the online was just that fucking addicting. Everything, you know, was specified to exactly how you wanted it to be. I plugged in the mic for the first time since this was my first online experience ever. I plugged in the mic. I talked. I said, "Hey, guys, what's up?" And a dude said, "Shut the fuck up, squeaking bitch." Because I was a squeaker, dude. I was just a little kid. Good times. Yeah. That was my first online experience with other people, vocally. When I decided to play the campaign, the actual campaign, the solo campaign, oh, dude, Nathan Hale, he didn't have much character in Fall of Man, but in Resistance 2, he was no longer this guy just constantly taking orders. Yes, sir, I'll go there, I'll do this, I'll do that, while barely saying anything, and just looking ominous. No. Nathan Hale in Resistance 2 became a lieutenant, bro. He was the one making orders. He was the one doing fucking crazy shit. And it's shown, like, repeatedly. He orders men to go get themselves fucking killed for the greater good. Resistance Fall of Man had some gore, okay? It was a bloody-ass game. There was blood spraying all over the place. But Resistance 2 was a whole other fucking ballpark, bro. Good God. You seen organs, you've seen entrails splat against windows, the ground, the walls, and they animated that shit to fucking just slide down and leave a trail. It was disgusting, but I loved it. People would fucking explode into organs and blood and guts from a shotgun blast, point blank range. God. And the Chimera looked a little bit different in Resistance 2, and by that I mean they looked even more fucked up, because they weren't satisfied taking over Europe, they weren't satisfied taking over Asia, they weren't satisfied taking over Africa either. They wanted North America, bro. And when they decided to come to my neck of the woods, when they decided to come to my turf, my home, they got even more ferocious than ever before. they no longer needed these things called conversion centers where they, you know, morphed people with gases and, you know, tampering genetics. No. Now they have these things called spinner infestations. And what a fucking spinner infestation does is it releases these crab chimera insects, these little crab things that fucking crawl around at like 60 miles an hour, dude. They are fast as hell. And they're able, in like a pack of numbers, you know, like hundreds of them, are able to push over an entire moving truck. And when they find a new fresh corpse or a new fresh person that's still conscious, they'll swarm them and they'll wrap them in a cocoon. And inside that cocoon, dude, you go into a metamorphosis, okay? And the shit that comes out isn't a grayjack. No, the grayjacks were fucked, okay? But in Resistance 2, we get these things called the Grimms. And the Grimms? Dude, fuck. Resistance Fallen Man didn't have much horror going on. It had segments here and there. It had shit that was like, oh my god, what the fuck? But the Grimms were these moaning in agony, silky, flesh stretched open, pus-leaking freaks. Just downright freaks. They had, dude, all of their orifices, because they were butt-ass naked. Their orifices had blood stains, and blood leaking out of them, dude. Their fingernails were so fucking caved in from the scratching that they tried to, you know, get out of their egg casing to, you know, while they were still human. You could tell that the Grimms in Resistance, they transformed. That's for certain. But they transformed unwillingly. They transformed in panic, in suffering, and in horror. And dude, when you fight them, you fight them in the suburbs of a beautiful 1950s backyard where you think nothing can go wrong, and then you see these flesh naked fucking monsters crawl over a fence and start screaming at you while running. Dude, that shit's fucking insane. They also like to hang out in really damp basements that are flooded with water, or dark as fuck hotels, which you need a flashlight to just navigate through. Yeah. Oh yeah, and the chameleons are essentially like the Predator. They're a chimera that were specifically made for the North American campaign, because we have so much wilderness here. So they needed a chimeran force, you know, a chimeran race, to professionalize in that. These chimera, they camouflage themselves, where you can only see, like, ripples through gravity to kind of pinpoint where they are. And the only way to know when one is coming to get you is when the screen is violently shaking and you can hear a loud-ass thumping, because, dude, these fucking guys are huge. They are massive. And they don't use guns. They don't use, you know, like a Predator plasma caster. They don't use the chimera in weapons like the bullseye or the auger or anything like that. No, they use big-ass fucking claws. And you get introduced to them by one of your teammates saying, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I was just scouting ahead. You won't believe the shit I've seen. And, dude, right before he could finish his sentence, you see this giant-ass claw get ripped through his stomach, lift him up, and shred him open. Just shred him apart. His fucking bottom half on that side. His upper half in the fucking water. You want to go see how he's doing? There's his gore. Like, dude. The Fallen Man had atmosphere. That's for sure. But Resistance 2 had just intensity. It really showcased how fucking scary the Chimera really were. They didn't give a fuck about the human race. It seems like they just downright hated us. Like, they had a visceral hatred towards us. And we get to understand a little bit why. The main enemy of the game, the main bad guy. Resistance Fallen Man didn't have one necessarily, but Resistance 2 did. His name was Daedalus. And I looked into that name. Daedalus, turns out, was a skilled craftsman and an architect from Greek mythology. And it's so fucking ironic that they used that name for this main bad guy, because Daedalus is in, like, he's like the Pope. He's like the Pope of the Chimera. He's in direct connection to God. And by God, I mean the pure Chimera. The ones that sent the virus through the, you know, the Tunguska meteorite. The ones that are the real aliens. The real motherfuckers that are using this as, like, their kind of method of taking over planets. They send in a virus, they take over the entire ecosystem, you know, have them kill any resistance. Boom. Your planet, our planet. And Daedalus was like a beacon through their message. He was a disciple of their communion in a way. And let me just play a little segment, a little audio segment of how fucking intimidating, how fucking just downright scary this motherfucker was, okay? Alright, yeah, check this out.
Such arrogance. You think that we are a disease to be destroyed, when in fact, we are the evolution of man. You think this planet is your birthright, but it was first ours. It was ours ages before you walked upright, and now it shall be once more. Soon your skies will shine with our stars, and the earth shall tremble.
Alright, so yeah, you see what I mean now when I say he's kind of like the Pope of the Chimera? He's kind of like their communion. Whenever he's around you at all throughout the entire story of the game, it's very religious, but not the good kind of religious atmosphere. It's almost satanic, kind of cult-like. It's very much like a higher power that you can't even fathom to fuck with. Like, it's crossing over into that Lovecraftian type of shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. I bet him and Cthulhu, like, Cthulhu and Daedalus could totally be best bros. I bet they're roommates in another alternate universe or some bullshit. But, yeah, aside from that, here's a little spoiler alert. Nathan Hale, the guy that you play as in Resistance 1, you know, Fallen Man, and all of Resistance 2, Daedalus does conquer Nathan Hale's mind. And it's kind of Nathan's fault. He didn't get his inhibitor treatment because he wanted to save Malakov. Malakov was this guy, this Russian scientist who's been nothing but a massive help for humanity's fight against the Chimera. He understands the Chimera somewhat. He's trying to exploit their weaknesses, everything like that. And Nathan Hale was like, nah, I'm not going to let this fucking guy die. So completely ditches his inhibitor treatment, which just, that shit just kind of delays the inevitable of becoming a ferocious fucking Chimeran monster. But Nathan, I think since the very first game, Nathan knew he was going to die. He was either going to get himself killed or become a Chimera. There was no happy ending for Nathan once those bugs went into his fucking mouth and face and shit. He knew what was coming at the end of the tunnel. I guess he just wanted it to make it on his terms. When Nathan is finally consumed by Daedalus through his mind and cells and everything like that, at the end of the game, you get these fucking psychokinetic powers where you can, like, make shit explode by just kind of force-pulling it with your hands and shit. You're not even touching people, and you're making them fucking explode. The Chimera, sorry, not people. Chimera don't have rights. They're not people. Yeah, playing as Nathan Hale at the very end of Resistance 2 seriously makes you into a fucking god. You think that Doomslayer can be like a badass and be like just an unstoppable force? Play as Nathan Hale in the, you know, the last stage after you beat Daedalus. That shit gets fucking insane. Oh, god damn. Alright, so I'm not really going to bring up Resistance Retribution for the PSP or Resistance Burning Skies. I might bring up Burning Skies later, but for the most part, these two games were, you know, they were spinoffs, bro. It's like they're spinoffs. They're not part of the main games. They're not part of the the main ass trilogy. So, Resistance 3. What do I think of Resistance 3? Well, goddamn. You play as the guy who killed Nathan Hale. So, right off the bat, I had a sour taste in my fucking mouth. I was like, I'm going to play as Capelli, the dude who is like a smartass and always spoke out of lines and thought he was better than everyone else. I need to play as that fucker? Really? Fuck, man. But, like, in Resistance 3, they just completely warped his character. He's not this, like, fucking bipolar asshole that just fucking explodes emotionally at every given moment that he can. Now, he has, like, a wife and a kid. And, yo, for anybody that doesn't, like, know, that for anybody that didn't read that, you know, the shit that Resistance released, like, the comics and shit, Capelli's wife, bro? That's Nathan's fucking sister. Yeah. Yeah. Well, his adopted sister. They're not, like, you know, directly related, but they do have, like, a relation. Dude, imagine killing a dude and then going to fuck his sister and having a kid. Bro! Like... But anyways, Resistance 3 is basically, it's the first game in the series where you get to play as the survivors for a chance, or a change, really. You've been playing as these military guys for the entire series, but now you play as the survivors. And I thought that was pretty cool. You know, meeting all the walks of life throughout the game. You meet a lot of different people. You even go into one of my favorite states, you know, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Coal cracker region. Yeah. And of course they made the place fucking hyper. I'm talking aggressively fucking religious. The game doesn't necessarily rely on the atmosphere of Fall of Man or the intensity of Resistance 2. This game is more of like a, it's more plot driven, really, above all things. It's a plot driven kind of, like, you know, buddy movie going across, you know, crossroads, cross country type of thing, except you are a, you know, an ex-SERPA dishonorably discharged asshole, and your quote-unquote friend is a Russian scientist that was excommunicated from his own country in hopes of saving the human race. Yeah. Okay, so, it did have a nice story, you know? There was a lot of times where I really got into it, especially around the prison section when, you unlocked the sledgehammer and there was, like, a pit, you know, inside a prison with all these prisoners that kind of took matters into their own hands, and they're a gang now, and they're called the Wardens, and you can't fuck with them, you know? This is their turf, this is their land. They hold up survivors and make them fight for their amusement and shit. That was cool. That shit was cool. There is no boss. There is no, like, main bad guy in this one, since Daedalus is dead. It's kind of just the Chimeran force, the Chimeran alien race, quote-unquote alien race. It gives me a lot of vibes of The Last of Us, if I could say that. A lot of Last of Us vibes, where it's, like, co-op is second-hand, you know, investment, while the story is like, this is where we are working, you know. There is, however, a whole bunch of gun shit in this one. Way more than both of the games combined. Because this game, Resistance 3, has an upgrade system. In-game, you could be shooting a motherfucker, boom, you just got a 3-star bullseye. Now you could shoot extra fast, your magazine is extra large, and it's like... Damn. Oh yeah, and the guns even get crazier in this game. There's this one called the Atomizer where it basically vaporizes motherfuckers. Yeah. Yeah, and the Grimms kind of get this hunchback look, which I'm not a fan of in Resistance 3. I think they're bony, kind of very under-malnourished look from Resistance 2 was the go-to. But I could see why people would like their look in the third game. Not only that... the leeches got this whole like weird ass infection going on where they have these bubble growths all over their bodies, bro. And it's like they're not only deadly to themselves, but to other creatures around them, including the Chimera. You shoot these things in the fucking legs, you shoot them in the head, make them explode. All this green bubble shit just flies all over the place and sizzles and makes other people infected, and then they become ferocious. It's just a domino effect. Very cool. But the plot of Resistance 3 is essentially Capelli wants to close the portal rift that Nathan opened up as he was possessed in Resistance 2. And this portal leads to the Chimeran home world where the pure Chimera live, bro. That's where they fucking, you know, that's where they are. Essentially, if this portal doesn't get closed, hundreds, millions of pure Chimera are just going to swarm out of the sky over New York City, or what's fucking left of New York City. Damn, dude. I really fucking wanted to see what they looked like. You get to see, like, the leftover bones of the pure Chimera when they were here, like, thousands of years ago in one of the levels in Resistance 3, but it's kind of about it. They're shrouded in even more mystery than Russia, and it's ironic, too, because they are, like, the actual main bad guys, you know? I know Resistance 3 is, like, the fan favorite of the series. While going into Resistance, there's always a sense of cooperative gameplay. And in Resistance 3, you also get that too. You know, there's split screen, just like Fall of Man. But the actual online of Resistance 3, it was kind of bare bones, if I'm being for real. If I'm being honest, it's kind of bare bones. And the customization was such a downgrade from the second game. You couldn't customize individual parts of your character, whether you were a human or Chimera. No, you just get one singular skin. And that's it. And I was like, what the fuck, man? You're just taking away, like, the juices. You're taking the juices away from Resistance. Don't do that, man. But I know Insomniac really cut themselves close every time with Resistance. They really had to push that shit out there because Sony was like, you know, get this out now. But yeah, that's pretty much all I gotta say about Resistance. I miss the games, man. I miss the Resistance franchise so fucking much. The memories that I've built with that game are more satisfying than anything that I've played in, like, the last, what, 8, 9 years now? 11, 12 fucking years of video games? Everyone's sipping over fucking GTA 5 or Destiny or League of Legends or whatever the fuck. I just want my alien games back, dude. Not the fucking pussy, wacky, colorful ones, no. The alternate history ones that have gore, horror, fucking insane gun battles, and ridiculously grotesque alien designs. That's what I want back. And Insomniac knows that thousands of people want it back. But sadly, I know Insomniac is not gonna fucking follow through with Resistance ever again. They're way too comfortable with Spider-Man. They're way too comfortable with Ratchet and Clank. There's no reason to go back to Resistance. And one of the last entries was Burning Skies. I mentioned that I was gonna bring up Burning Skies again. A reason being is because, first off, let me just talk about the game. You play as a firefighter, so yet again, another new character that is not Nathan Hale. but you do get a fire axe. Like, kind of a very main-based melee weapon. Which is pretty awesome. The melee animations are different for each Chimeran enemy that you face off against. You either, like, hack them in the neck, maybe chop off their head, stab it in their gut, stab it up their chin. It gets fucking creative. And it's in the initial invasion of the United States, so you get to actually see Americans get fucking gunned down by these monsters, these monstrous alien creatures, which is pretty cool. The story, while Resistance 3 had a story that was going somewhere, Burning Skies just kind of felt like one scene to the next scene. You know what I mean? It had that Call of Duty type of vibe to it, where it's one area to the next area to the next area. I don't give a fuck about the Minutemen, this rebellion American militia that knew beforehand what was really going on over in Europe and were preparing for the invasion. I don't give a fuck about them. I cared more for like the fucking the wife and the daughter of Riley. They seemed like they were going through a genuine struggle, and I wanted to see their viewpoint, but instead I played as a firefighter boy, man boy. Yeah, they, and at the end of the game, dude, they had the Leviathan as a man-made thing, a man-made tampering with Chimeran DNA. The Leviathan was a boss that you fought in Resistance 2, and it was this enormous fucking 300-foot tall monster that just towered over skyscrapers and shit. Like, the thing was enormous. You had to shoot it in the mouth with a rocket launcher to fucking even attempt to hurt it. That fight was fucking awesome. It was badass as hell. But to see that it was a man-made kind of experiment gone awry, I don't know, that kind of took away from the pizzazz. And I know a lot of the Resistance community wants to know more about the pure Chimera, wants to know more about Russia, but really, it's like, do you guys want to? Honestly, I think that would take away a lot from the, you know, the intrigue, the mystery of Resistance. Especially if it's not handled well. Because if you're gonna explain a mysterious aspect of a series, you have to fill that mystery void in with something else, you know? And honestly, if we were to ever get a prequel in Russia, what about Germany? There was a lot of shit happening in Germany in the Resistance lore, and nobody brings it up. Germany was the one that intercepted the Russian broadcast about the Chimeran skull that was found. Germany was the one that found that cloven mutation. That thing called the Liebengeist that could, like, shoot fucking lasers and shit. Like, what the hell is that? That seems like a successful prototype to the Russian super soldier project with the cloven. But that was never, you know, brushed up on again. Apparently it was like one of the strongest creatures in the Resistance franchise. I want to fucking play as a Liebengeist, like, holy shit. Or a cloven. Imagine playing as a cloven. God damn, there's so many opportunities. There's so many options for the Resistance franchise to go in. And a big one is the strategy concepts. You know, like world domination sort of things, like Hearts of Iron or something. And I think that could totally work. Resistance did have Resistance Global, which was like a Facebook Sony tie-in, which was, it was one of those basic fucking strategy games where you know all those Facebook games with the dude that has a screaming icon for a face? One of those games, yeah, is the screaming face icon mobile game strategy thing. That's what Resistance Global was, essentially.
Man, a big one for me would definitely be something like survival horror.
God, I would love to play as a survival horror, you know, in a, like a spinner infestated grim town, little grim suburbs. That would be fucking badass. Imagine trying to hold up in a basement with grims like tearing down a door. You could hear their moaning and snarling. Yeah. Ooh, fuck. Imagine being like a teenage boy and hearing your mother or your father kind of like, you know, moan or screech in pain as they're being like morphed into a grim inside an egg casing. Their muffled screams and shit. That would be fucking traumatic. Holy shit.
That's about all I got to say for Resistance. And if any of you want to play some Resistance Online,
there is a possibility still. Resistance Retribution and Resistance Burning Skies. I know not many people have a PSP anymore, but some people still got a PS Vita, okay? PS Vita is still, like, one of the top prime ones, especially with the people that have theirs homebrew, where they could play, like, custom games and shit. If anybody is on a PS Vita and they have Resistance Burning Skies, me and some boys are playing it every Sunday, okay? Every Sunday, was it 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, United States, and 8 o'clock p.m. United Kingdom, GMT time. All right, so that's about it. I hope you guys have a good day. Peace out.
Thank you so much, Henry, for your time and sharing this with us in much detail. Really appreciate it. Like you just noticed, there are so many awesome people in the Resistance community, and we all want the games to return as remakes, remasters, or through sequels, prequels, or spin-offs. So make sure you join the Resistance Franchising Facebook group, follow twitter.com/rsentinels, and on Instagram, also join the Discord by reaching out to Tiago Santos. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, everyone. For more episodes, follow us, follow Everything Our Podcast on all podcast platforms, and subscribe on YouTube. Check out our free-to-watch short horror films, The Passenger and The Terror Trail on YouTube. If you want to learn about Vermont and various haunted places from Vermont, check out our podcast, Haunted Vermont, and hauntedvermont.org. Stay awesome, stay safe, stay scary. Thank you, Tessa and Paul, for giving me this opportunity to host this podcast episode. Let me know what you think by commenting below or sharing a message on social media through messaging me or Everything on a Podcast. Dusty signing out. Thank you.